We're in Tesamad Aleph and Rashi. I think we're in Rashi, my Tashlumen. It's about halfway down the page. Ketzed Hein Tashlumen. So how do we do this process of Tashlumen? So Rav Yochanan says it's all Tashlumen for the first day. The main thing is this one day. We brought the Gemara before, said the drasha. So you celebrate it singular. It means
that there's a din of tashlumen. So they're all tashlumen for the first day. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Oshia says, "Kul tashlumen zelazem en lucha yoyim behem shein chavos utzliya boi ba'atzma." Each, any one of the days has its own personal chiyuv. The mishal or nira beyamim shalafana. As long as the person has not come prior, he has to come one day out of the 7 days. Any one of the days is fine, but once he comes, he's not chayiv again. So it's not a tashlumen. In the classical sense, it means each one is its own personal chiyuv, as long as it wasn't, which only is true if he has not done it before. The yom rishon shonira lahavi ikur l'diday, the first time, the day that you come is the first day that you're. That's when you're to your chiyuv. He puts in the Yom Rishon. Bach puts in the Yom Rishon. Shehunira lahavi ikerli today. V'yamishal achra tashlumin zelozeb. Each one can fulfill that, be the day you can fulfill that obligation. I have to tell you, the Lashon of Tashlum Zelazeh, I still don't get it, the exact touch of the words, according to Rav Yeshua. So I guess it doesn't mean the language of, because according to him, it's not really that the second day is coming at Tashlum for the first day. There's 7 days which all have the potential, can be the potential day of Chiyuv. Obviously, we expect you to do it the first day if possible. If you didn't, so you can do that same Chiyuv that you could do on day one, you do instead on day two.
Is it possible that it's day three is conditional on day two, and day four is conditional on day three, and instead of all of them being conditional on day one?
But why should day four depend on day three?
If you did not bring on day three, you need to bring on day four. Rather than if you didn't bring any of the previous days.
Well, just saying that, if you understand, he's saying that the pasuk didn't really tie it down originally to any specific day. So the whole concept of tashlumen already is difficult. It's not really tashlumen in the classical sense. Which is like filling up a prior chiyuv. It's not. It's own personal chiyuv. That's my difficulty. That's what the problem that I have with that. So the zelazeh bothers me. But so tashlumen has to mean that chiyuv which you didn't do yet, which you should have done because you should do it as soon as you can. You can fulfill that today.
It sounds as if, in a way, it's like davening mincha, that there's a time period during which you can daven mincha. If you haven't davened it yet, you need to daven it before the period ends.
Right. But I wouldn't say when you daven mincha at 6 o'clock, because you're doing tashlumen for 2:30.
Exactly.
That's my problem.
Exactly.
So that's why is lashon is difficult.
Which is an issue of zerizo.
Chigir. And a rather rose, Kirin the Benesis, and a person who's lame and doesn't have a chiyuv. Okay, the more silly this, how does does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? We have a nitbayab, krisis, tanan. Nozer may be korban echad al tumas harbe. He brings one korban for his tuma over becoming tame for a mace many times. That's learned out from a pasuk. Rama Chizkiya. If he became Tomei already on day 8, he became Tomei, went through the Torah process, finished the 7 days, he has to bring a korban, didn't bring the korban yet, until the following morning before he brought the korban, he became Tomei. But he's already Roy Lahabi Karbanas, he's already fit to bring the korban. Well, the Haskel Minyan is Roy Subban to start the new count. And the rule is when you start the new count, the prior count is no longer significant. So the Nazir, if Stam Nazir is 30 days and he counted 13 days, that was Naziris, he became Tomei, he doesn't pick up counts from day 14. So he goes through the Torah process, he brings a Korban, and now he starts over from day 1. The original days are no longer significant. Commission Nemar, Vimashmini Yavish Tesir Mishnei Ben Ayonom. So on the 8th day he brings the Karbonus and he now redoes all of his Naziris and the original days fall off. Okay, so that if that happened on day 8, he brings the second Korban. So maybe Korban ala Tumah Hashen, he brings a separate Korban on the second Tumah. Shekvar niskai v'korban ha-Tumah, because the Chiyah for the Tumah for the first one already was effective first thing in the morning. V'hiskila shniyah, and now when it comes and this is now the second tuma is a different tuma. But if it became tuma the night of the 8th, when because you only make bonus by day, he has not gotten to a point in time where he has a chi of carbon yet, because the chi of carbon only comes when it's possible to bring a carbon, which is by day. So he did not become chayiv yet in korban for the first one, and so it's not considered like this period of time is I need to address it independently. Lashon Ein Tashlumin is means it's borrowed from the Lashon over here, and Rashi does the next Rashi also. The Lashon is difficult. This Ein Tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Hoyel v'Tov Ala Tumasa Rishana. He went to the mikvah. V'Harif Shimsha. The sun set. So at that point in time, the Tumah has ended. Just what he has to bring a korban, but the Tumah has ended. At that point in time, the sky be korban. So the chi of korban is there. Finished. The tumah is finished. You're chayv in the korban. No, but the nighttime is not. You can't bring korban at nighttime. That's an issue, you know. But it doesn't take away from the chi of korban, which is there. Amavagav deloy roy the korban. Yeshal tashlumin. So we see that even though the person is not, or the time is not roy to bring a korban yet, we look at it as if there's a chi of on the person. So translate that into our terms of our sugya. So if he's really is chayiv in the korban, but he's not roy for the korban. Okay, so if he's chayiv, he's not roy for the korban. Tashlumin should be when he does become now roy for the korban. You'd have to bring a korban. That's called yesha tashlumin. So where it says no shani tuma korban anitchem nei tuma. A korban which tuma prevents it from being brought. Has a loch of tashlum. If he has tashlum, and I've got the near lahavi. Tzuma is not called not roy. So, like you see by Korban Pesach, that he brings a Pesach sheni due to the tuma. How about yeshet tashlumin? There is a din of tashlumin by kagoyin ilu. The Kabbalah has the word Ilo Nitma v'Pesach Rishon, maybe v'Pesach Sheni. Shermishal or Nira Barishan Yesha Tashlumin. So you see over there, a person who wasn't Roy, he's Tomei the number one, brings the Ben number two. Excuse me, you're not Nira, you're not Vachiyiv. What are you doing Tashlumin for? Alamai, you see Tuma, that's not true. But Tuma, we call it the person was fit to bring with a issue, and therefore now when it comes Shani, where he's not Tomei anymore, he has to bring. But other issues which prevent the person bringing a korban, we look at the person that he's not fit to bring the korban. So there's no halacha of tashlumin. Mar says, 1 second, that depends how you understand Pesach Sheni. Hanich leman damer pesach tibi b'seltes pesachim b'perek mishal yotame. Whether the Pesach Sheni is the tashlumin or not. Leman damer regal b'fnei atzmai. Which I told you that the practical difference is that a cotton which grow which turns into a gadol, turns 13 between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, according to this opinion, is a separate chiyuv. So bring, if you didn't bring number one, you bring number two, but it's not a payment for number one. Therefore, we don't see that there's anything extraordinary about tuma. Actually, there's time of Rabbi Yochanan behal b'yesh the tuma tashlum and the shenis. You can't say that the Rabbi Yochanan's logic by the case of Nozer is because the tuma is different, because we don't see the tuma is different anywhere. Some more answers that Rabbi Yochanan holds laila ainu mechusher zman. Except Rabbi Yochanan ain chesaron zman to mishagia leila lehakriv kabanosav mocher, a person who's come the time to bring. The next morning, that which he can't bring at night time is not called mechusher zman. It's called the dechiyuv b'sir. Hech mechiyuv hu b'korban. He's chayv in a korban. Ela shalayla ma'akvay milahavi. The laila says you can't bring at night time. So that's a chiyuv korban with a practical problem. Avachigir b'yam rishim. And a person who's lame, it's not the pshat. He's mechiyuv in it, but he can't. There's no mitzvah riyah on a person who's a chiyuv. That was the drasha. Ain love shum chayvus riyah. Fichu ain loyal love tashlumin. If there's no chiyuv riyah, there's no halachah tashlumin. But tuma, it's not the pshat. I'm not mechuyev in the korban. I'm mechuyev in the korban. Nighttime. I'm mechuyev in the korban. I can't bring it nighttime. Mor says, really? Maybe the pshat is since the law is you can never. There's no korban which is brought at nighttime. It just doesn't exist. The Torah gave you a chiyuv korban. It waited till the morning. Like, what does the Torah accomplish by giving you a chiyuv korban at nighttime? And saying, well, but you know, you're mechuyev, but you can't. Maybe the pshat is you're not mechuyev till the morning. That's called what we call mechusher zman. It's the time has not arrived yet.
He's not mechuyev until after tefillah.
He did tefillah already. He did everything on day seven.
Right, but tefillah was nidchat for the next morning.
So then, day nine counts as day eight.
And then he can bring the korban immediately.
No. Day nine counts as day eight.
So then he still has to wait through another night.
Right.
Okay, so that doesn't resolve this.
Correct.
What?
If a person would wait to be tevil to day eight, he can't bring the korban until day nine. Really, your b'yachon's in the nighttime is not called mechusher zman. What's that case? Zov should suffer a shiva in the kiyim kimishpote. Zov became a full zov. He counted 7 clean days, like the loch. But tovol he went to the mikveh. Beharishim should the sun set. Then mechozav ro achas b'layla v'shtayim in the mokri. So 1 by night and 2 by day. So maybe korban al tumashniya zu levad min a korban sheyavel a rishar. Now he has to bring a separate korban for the second tuma besides the korban for the first tuma. Now you can't bring the korban when he's tamei, so when he finishes the process of becoming tor for the second time, then he brings two korbanos, riyavi shnei korbanos kashi toyer. When he finishes becomes tor, he brings two korbanos. However, leroa hashnia ad sheyatzel l'shah she riyalahavi korban. Since the tuma of the second one only took effect in a time where he's fit to bring the korban for the first one already. So again, Rashi uses the phrase yeshlo tashlumen. Doesn't really mean tashlumen. It means that we look at it as two separate chiyuv. That time of chiyuv has come. Yeshlo tashlumen being a code word for the chiyuv is here. Oh, well, he didn't bring it yet, but the chiyuv is here, and he just has to get around to bringing it, doing it. That's called yeshes shlum. Rabbi Lashnia Yavi, and he'll bring a second carbon for the second tuma also. The chiyuv zov needs three riyas, and riyah number one was at night time, which is not the zman chiyuv for the first carbon yet. So maybe you should argue the second one is not considered something new and like a separate chiyuv because it started before the first chiyuv came. No. We don't look at it as one process of tumah. Excuse me. Appears as time and perceptus creases. The fisha rei or rishena shalzov ena elok carry baham. So Rabbi Yosef explained because the luck is tumas from that first rei. The tumah is not a full. It's not a tumah zov. It's a tumas carry, like a person had an emission of semen. And so every time that happens, he sees one, there is no prior ziga. He sees one at night and two by day. So how they connect? The one he saw at night only generates a type of tumor of one day. So how does it connect? That's how the Torah gave the process of zog. So what's the difference to me if it happened to also be there was some other key of it doesn't become less of a process of tumah if the fact he was dissolved beforehand. That shouldn't change anything. So the starfish of this thing which is not really ziva together with that is a chiddush anyway. So the fact that it's not really ziva plus there's another chiyuv carbon shouldn't change anything. According to this, the chiyuv karma for the first one is effective immediately after the 7 days are over. You can't bring till the next day because it's a practical issue, but the chiyuv is there already. So if you see three at night time, should we chive a second karma? Because the first karma is already done with. It's ready packed up and ready to go. It's you're mechuyev that already, so you can't add a second tuma if the first one is already you're already chayiv in the first korban. Because Rav Yotze means man rishon, mishay zivus hen it's two different zivus. What are we forced to say? La the sir lay the lila mechusher's man. No, if you see all three by night, the chiyuv korban of number one didn't come yet, so he became a zov again before he got the chiyuv for one, so we use one carbon for both because it's like one long. You haven't finished the first ziva in a certain sense yet, because the chiyuv carbon isn't here yet. So it's be mitzarev. Tell him rosh daim belaila, haveli ziva richta. It's all part of the original ziva. Some more answers. You're right. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying over there. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying ki amar Rabbi Yochanan hehi that aloha that Rabbi Yochanan said over there. Imasethus creases is the Dibre Omer Lila Mechusher's man. He's going, yeah, it's not his personal opinion. He's saying, according to the opinion that Lila is Mechusher's man, this is how you would look at Ziva. I personally hold Lila in a Mechusher's man. I will, Ladiday, Sirle, I feel a raw cool in the Lila, maybe. You're right, according to Yechonim. Even if he saw all three at nighttime, he'd bring a separate korban. Because the Chiyav, as soon as the 7 days are over, he's Chayav korban for number one. That's done. It's a chiyuv already, and now something else happened to him. So that's a separate chiyuv. Gemara says, "Dibri Amar Pshita." Iyamar Bishlomo Taima Dinav Sheik Omar. If Rabbi Yochanan is saying his own personal opinion, so why did he say it? Because he wants to tell me that this is what he holds. So he's pointing out, I personally hold Lila's Mechusher's Zman. Okay, that's important. But if you tell me he personally doesn't hold of this, he's saying, according to the opinion that Lila's Mechusher's Zman, this is the din. Yeah, what else? If Lila's Mechusher's Zman, there's no chiyuv yet, so. The Dibri Omer, Kamer Mayashminimbo, what are you telling me? Some more answers, the Chiddush is like this. Matotemeke, Takvis at the Rav Shisha. Like Rav Shisha's question. The ask if Precreases, the Mesethus Creases, Rav Shisha asks, according to Rav Yosef's explanation, Rav Shisha asks, I don't understand.
What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said, Teda, the Rabbi Yossi said, Shakala Zavim Keri Balmahu. Rabbi Yossi said that, what you're asking me, how can you combine Riya number one, which is at night time? Yehol Laila Mechuz Zizma, Mr. Chiv Karban isn't here yet. And he saw the first one of the second process, before the Chiv of Karban number one came, so maybe that shouldn't be Mistar. So Rabbi Yossi said, what should be a problem? Every process of Ziva would have that difficulty, according to you. How can you combine number one, which is a carry, to number two and three, which are Azov? Teda, Tariya Rishena Shalkol Azovim Keri Balmahu. The Hadr Chazi Tarti, Mitzar from Adayu. So it's a Keri Balmahu, but it changes its status. That's what happens. He sees one, he's a Balkari. He sees two, he's a Dinazov, because he said Tariya is Azov. No, it's not. The first one's a Riyah of Keri. We did it with Dilla Keri. No, we don't. Now that we see a second time, we turn and say, oh, the first one counted as the beginning of a process of Ziva. It changes its perception. So, the same thing over here. When he saw one at night time, he said, oh, it's part of round one. We see two more by day. He said, no. Now I understand. That wasn't part of day one. Round one, this is a separate thing. It's part of day two. It's Mafreya. I mean, well, it redefines itself, yeah. When two more are seen afterwards, it combines. Masal Rav Shisha. Rav Shisha says, no, that's not a good comparison. But over there, even though one that counts like carry and two and three are ziva, at least you saw all three in the Zman of Chiyuv. But over here, if number one was seen at nighttime, which is not a Zman Chiyuv yet, because it's still part of process number one, so Rav Yosef answered back over there, if I call correctly, Rav Yosef answered back, if number one is only carry, it's not pshat, it's a new Re'iyah of Ziva, which is subsumed under the original Chiyuv. It's not a Chiyuv. So you can't say, oh, that was part of the original Re'iyah. So how can it change and become part of the second Re'iyah? It wasn't part of anything. It's not. It doesn't have a din korban on it. So it's only like a carry. So it comes out that if I didn't look it up, if I recall correctly, that's what he answered. So he said, so like, Rabbi Yossi says, no, so there's no reason why Riyah number one, Chiyuv of Korban number one, should prevent this carry from joining to number two. If it be a Chiyuv of Korban, I understand. That's all part of Chiyuv of Korban number one, because I hold out of the Mechuz Zman. You're going in the pin the whole day of the Mechuz Zman, so nothing happened yet. It's still part of, see, 10 times, it's all part of number one. No, it isn't. It's not part of anything. So there's no reason why I shouldn't attach to number two. But that's the Chiddush. Okay, so the Gemara. The Mishnah says that a person didn't bring it during the Yom Tov, so that's it. You're no longer responsible to bring the korban. Something which is crooked, which you can't correct. Something which is lacking, which you cannot. Lehimanos. Amalei barhehe lehilol. So barhehe, we have him in the south of Zobis. Barhehe, Tosha says the barhehe was a ger. And Rav Avinu, when his process of becoming the full-fledged Jew, Hashem added a hey to his name, from Avram to Avraham. So Bar Hehe was inspired by Rav Avinu. So he was the product of hey. Product of the hey. He's called Bar Hehe. Okay, so Bar Hehe said to Hillel, hi, lehimonois, lehimolois mi boile. The correct word, when you're missing something, you're memala, chasorin. You're not memana chasorin. Memana means to point, memala means to fill. So if you're discussing a chasorin, the correct word should be lehimolois, not lehimonois. Ella, so Rahehe said, I think the correct shot in what the pasuk is referring to is the following. Elzeshi minuhu or minuhu chaver of ledvar mitzvah uhu lo nimne imohen, that the case was where they asked him to join them in taking a responsibility for something, for a mitzvah. So that's a lashon of either standing to count
we all stand up to be joined together to be this group, or to be appointed. Being appointed, so we've undertaken to be part of Mitzvah X, and you didn't join. We invited you, and you didn't come. So that the pasuk says, that's a chesur in which you can no longer become. It's too late. You know, everyone else went and did it, and you can't join the group afterwards. This is my famous maaseh with the Ritzel Chochanan. So, the Ritzel Chochanan specter, right? We don't relate to Ritzel Chochanan. You know, Ritzel Chochanan in his time was considered the Pesach Ador. And you know, every house had a picture of Rabbi Silchanan hanging in the house. That was like that. So you had your picture of the Gadol, you know, your picture of Moshe Feinstein. That was a picture of Rabbi Silchanan up in the wall. When he was young, he was a starving young man. You know, was looking for somebody to help him, and he approached a rich person in a certain city. He would, you know, help people, willing to sort of make some type of Yisrach Hazvulun or something to help support him a little bit so he could sit and learn. You know, and wasn't asking for gross geld. The person said no. Years later, Rabbi Silchanan became, you know, tremendous Talmid Chacham. He's looking to publish his sefer. He came to a certain city, and the person came forward. He says that he would like to undertake the cost of writing, you know, publishing the sefer. Rabbi Silchanan looks at him and says, "You know, you're 35 years too late." He says, "What are you talking about?" 35 years ago, I asked you to join me in this endeavor, and you could have gotten on the ground floor. He says, what I learned, the Torah that I learned right now, in the poverty that I learned in, you can never get a portion of it. You want to get a portion of my Torah by paying for my sefer right now, that's not going to work. You know, you came 35 years too late. You were asked the point to join in it, and you didn't do it, so you can't join later. Tanya Namihachi.
You know, I don't see a reference to it, but I thought we had this.
You know what? I don't know. I can't tell you, definitively not. Tanya Namihachi. Mubasa Yechal Diskoin. So the Bryce explains the Posik. Again, Mubasa Yechal Diskoin is a Posik in Kohelis. Mubasa Yechal Diskoin, something which is bent, which is went crooked, which you can't correct, you can't fix, something which became broken, you can't fix. Zeshabit the Krishma Shal Shacharis, a Krishma Shal Arvis, a Shabit the Twila Shal Shacharis, a Twila Shal Arvis. If you miss the time, so you can't fix it. Everybody else joined into this, committed to do this mitzvah, and he didn't join. Okay. Tila Shal Arvis. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, probably just because of feed off of Shema. Okay, so once the more brought a conversation between Barhei and Hillel, the more brings some other conversations between Barhei and Hillel. There's a Maisel of the Rishul Chanan, tell you Maisel of the Rishul Chanan with Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal. That Rabbi Yaakov was a young man, he was a Malamed in town X near Kovna. Rishul Chanan was in Kovna. And the Malamed always used the whip, and that was part of, like, you know, how you use the rod, you know, like that was how you spare the rod, spoil the child, you know, the Pasuk says. So they weren't sparing on the rod, you know. So Rabbi Yaakov never used the rod. And the people in the town were like upset that how's he teaching anything? He's not using the rod, you know. Like what is he doing? So he went to Rabbi Yisrochanan to complain. Rabbi Yisrochanan asked Rabbi Yaakov to come to him, and he met him. And he said, "One day there'll be a picture of this man, this person, in everybody's living room." You know, so Rabbi Yisrochanan said about Rabbi Yaakov, he says that he's fine, you know. So the pasuk says in Malachi that you will be able to then differentiate between the tzaddik and the rasha, and the oved elokim one who serves Hashem to the difference between the one who serves Hashem and the one who does not serve Hashem. So he asked them, Hano Tzadik, Hano Oved Elokim, Hano Rosha, Hano Shaloy Avado. It seems to be the process repeating itself. The difference between a Tzadik and a Rosha, a person who does what he's supposed to do, and a person who doesn't know what he's supposed to do. That's a Tzadik and a Rosha. It's basically repeating yourself. Some relate, so Hillel said back, Avodoy, Veloy Avodoy, Tevayo Tzadiki Gemurinu. No, Avodoy and Loy Avodoy are both Tzadiki. We're going to first differentiate between a Tzadik and a Rosha. And then, even in the tzaddik, we'll understand the difference between one who does serve Hashem and one who doesn't serve Hashem. So what does that mean? You're both tzaddikim. Person who reviews his learning 100 times cannot be compared to the person who reviews his learning 101 times. So the one who learns it only 100 times is called loyavado. He didn't really serve Hashem, and the one who learns 101 is called he served Hashem. So he says, "Amalei mishum chadzim the karele loyavado." So this one learned 100 times. So this one learned 101. So he didn't do that one more time. He's called loyavado. You don't serve Hashem. I mean, that's not fair, you know. Amalei. So he said, "Yeah, and yes." Say lamad mishuk shalchamorim. Go. I'll bring you a parallel concept, an analogous concept. When you find that you go down to the where you hire the donkey drivers, asar parsi bezusa, chadas parsi betray zuzi. You know, as long as you're within one zone, there's one cost. You do 1 inch over that zone, and there's a whole the cost is double. It means a little bit more can make a major difference. I once heard from one of my rebbeim, like, what's the pshat? You know, 100 is a round number. I mean, you look at this person, he chazed his gemara 100 times, right? Halavaya von unzgesagt, right, as the saying goes. Like, you know, yeah. How about us? Halavaya, we should be doing it 100 times. He says, you know what? He's a very methodical person. You know, you do things because that's the right thing to do. You know, you gotta do it. So he makes a goal for himself, marks up from the chart, etc. Done. Did my response, and I have an opportunity to do it one more time. I made my goal, and now I can go do something else. No, but I have an opportunity to do it one more time. Just like off the record. So if you really care, like, why not? And if not, the answer is like, okay, so you're a very nice methodical guy. It was nice of the Rebbe Hutner that he was once asked to compare two bachurim in yeshiva. Like, you know, one bachur was a big masmid and he was always orderly on top of things, and he did all of his learning, and then he did his college work, and everything was, like, you know, done. The other guy was, like, you know, had a Gishmacha guy learning, etc., but he couldn't get his act together. So everybody, you know, this guy was a big masmid, and everybody, you know, was looked up to him, and he said, you know, the second one's a bigger person. So the first guy, his nature is he's a very orderly guy. He does everything orderly. So he checks everything. He has his checklist, you know, gets up for davening, the learning, college, cleaning the car, you know. It's like he's a checklist man. Happens to be, Baruch Hashem, he understands that Torah is important. So it's a big checklist, you know. The other guy loves Torah. He has a problem. He can't get his act together. But the love of Torah is there. So that's you can't compare the two. He said, so that's this Gemara. The first guy is a checklist guy. And the second guy is a guy. He's a tzaddik. But he'll call him a tzaddik gomer, you have to remember. He's a tzaddik gomer. He's a tzaddik gomerin, you know. He's a big tzaddik. He's a tzaddik gomer. But that understanding that there's even, and he understands a lot. The chazan 100 times, you know, you can't take it away from him. But it's still not called, compared to the other one, he's called loyavod.
The emotional
and
the intellectual.
Yeah, I mean, with, you know, to some extent, again, you know, the decision to do 100 times has to come because he's motivated, not because he does the checklist, you know. I mean, I'm overstating it, obviously. You know, a person that's willing to chazan gomer 100 times, it must be he likes it. Right?
Because intellectually you understand you need to do it both ways.
I understand, but most intellectual people will not be able to keep doing it. If that's all it is, by the time you get to 53, I think you're going to, you know, 54 I can't tell you about. Anyway, okay. Eliyahu the Bar Hehe. Eliyahu Novi came to Bar Hehe. Vamalev the Rebelozer. Some say he spoke to Rebelozer. And he asked him, what do you think about this? Ma'adichsiv, hinei tzarfaticho, v'lobi kesef, b'charticho, b'kur oini. The version says that the act of tziruf is the act of, you know, it's the smelting, but not the way they do it in the kesef, not when they like they smelt silver. Bechartichah, the Bereshit says he chose us bekur oini, in the crucible of poverty. Malam shechosek kadosh baruch hu al kol midas tovus sheitlit in the Yisrael. The Bereshit looked for all of the good things to give the Klal Yisrael. V'lamotzei ela anias, and he found the best thing to give the Klal Yisrael is poverty. Klal Yisrael does very good with poverty. Shmuel b'temer of Yosef hanadam reinchi yo ani yusel lihidoi. Poverty is good for the Jews. It's good. Ki barzah sumka l'susya chivra. The moshe would be putting a nice, beautiful red ribbon on a beautiful white horse. It carries it with the pride, and it brings out the beauty of the animal. That's what Aeneas brings out the Klal Yisrael. It's like Rashi. Lehimolus miboyale. It's a chasar noifel loshen mili. When you talk about lacking something, you talk about filling it up. And we're saying that which you lost in mitzvah, you can't fill it up. Join us. He didn't go. That group, that number, literally, that you know, people who committed to do something, he didn't. He wasn't part of that. You can no longer join. It's done already. It's too late to join. That's what it means. You can't be appointed and join the group. What's the difference? They're both the same idea. A person who serves Hashem is a tzaddik. And I'm a shenar pirka. Rav Lisha shneim tzaddikim. So he served him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, more because he went to that extra time. So he said, "Asar Parsi, Yaskel Chodam, Chamar Bezuz Echad." You can hire a donkey for 10 zoos. 10 parsa for one zoos. Shekhar Nog, okay, that's what he used to do. In terminal Lelech parsa, yeah, so you want to go 11. Yishol Choshnezun will ask for two. Tzrafticha, the puzzle. Will be Kassav. Will be Eish. It doesn't mean not through the fire, commercial tzrafim from a Kassav, the way you smelt silver. Be Eish in the fire. El Bechartticha Bekur Arni, the tzrafim by the crucible which I'm going to smelt you in is in poverty. The tzavim kur who the tzavim by kur who hacheres the tzavim by kur is the crucible. Okay. Pashas, the understanding is because the pasuk says that when a person becomes rich, so he's bayit and Hashem. I don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we all do much better remembering a Kadosh Baruch Hu when there's a problem. There's no atheists in foxholes. Right? So the verse is in Kleisel, the main thing for us is to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so and Yusa, you know, can have different applications, etc. I just want to tell you one thing. Just we're behind schedule anyway. The Redessa has a fascinating point about a person wants to know how important, he misses Kriya Shema, he says, how important are mitzvahs to me? Like, where do I stand? So he says, it's a little bit of a scary assessment. He says, not a little bit of a scary assessment. He says, you understand there's a Rosha, there's a Tzaddik, and there's the Benini. So we understand that more mitzvahs, more averus, half and half. So he says the correct understanding is that the tzaddik is the person that mitzvahs are what weigh the most by him. The rasha is the opposite, and the beinoni is the person, I like a piece of gemara, I like a piece of cake, So he says, okay, so person oversleeps one morning and he misses my Kriya Shema. So, can't believe I did that. Right? That's he's upset. Person gets a check for $1,000 from somebody, the person walks off, he doesn't watch a second, and the thing goes down the drain, and he can't get another check from the guy. It's gone. I can't believe I did that, $1,000! Oh, okay. Fine. He says, "No, we understand your balance. $1,000, you're beating yourself up. Krishna, I can't believe I did that." And that's where it ends. Now, you decide which group you're in. Something more right there. Shimon Manasi Omer Ezehi Muvos Yuchal Yiskoin Zeh Bo Le'erva Bo'herle Mimeno Mamser. So Shimon Manasi says that the case of Muvos Yuchal Yiskoin, something you can't correct, is when the person brings a child, a mamzer, into the world. The Mor says, hurled in, loy hurled loy. It's only because he brought a mamzer into the world, it's a problem. But without that, the act of having the relations, that doesn't seem to be called, you can't fix. But Tanya, but we have a brisa which says, Rishim ben Manasseh, the same Rishim ben Manasseh, Omer, Ganav Adam, Efshe Sheyachzer, Ganevoy, V'yasaket. His person stole, he can give the money back. Gozel Adam, person stole through Gzela, Efshe Sheyachzer, Gzela, V'yasaket. Al-Bal, Eshe Zish, V'osse Labala, Nichimin Oyle, V'holach Loi, that's it. You know, the results are always there. A woman that was Mazana is also to her husband. So it means even when there's no mamzer, right? So why does Mishnah say there's a mamzer? Okay.
It's not necessarily Ishish.
Oh, that's more. It's one terrace more. Okay, but you know, the normal case you think of mamzer, Borla Erva, normally would be include, you know, include mamzer, include Ishish. Hashem Ben Yechoy Armor, and Armor, he says that it's different. Says we don't say Bakru. You want to check out what's a good korban? Say Bakru Gomel. You know, let's check out this Gomel, see if it has any movement. Gomel's not kosher for korban. Bakru Chazir. We don't check the Chazir for mum because it's not kosher anyway. Ela Bakru Tlep. So when we have a sheep which is kosher for korban, we say, okay, let's see if there's any problems there. So when we discuss Muvos, that there's something, defect. You only discuss defects and things which had perfection. Had perfection to start with. We don't discuss defects. So you say, well, the bum and the Bowery, you know, he's not doing mitzvahs the way he's supposed to be doing. It's not his problem. You know, move us to your chalas going. You had somebody who had elements of perfection, and he made a wrong choice. So what's that basis? It says, what is that? It's a tamachochim shepir shmina Torah. It's a tamachochim who left Torah. Shemin Yehudim and Lokish Omer called tamachochim shepir shmina Torah, Allah, because of Omer. Ketzibur noidedis min kone, like the bird which hops away from its nest. Kein ish noided min mekama. That's a person who goes away from his place. Vomer, ma motzu bi abesechem bi ovel, ki rechaku me'olai. Why did you distance yourself from me, a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself? Okay, so that's the price. So meanwhile, it says that even without a mamzer, so much like kasha, no kasha, kan b'achoyse penuya, kan b'eshezish. One of some of the erva is one of the relatives, and there's no marriage involved. So the only issue was the mamzer. There was no mamzer. So do tshuva, didn't marry, do tshuva. It was eshezish. Pray with the moms, or you made the woman also the baba. The boys same. Or I can tell you both are eshezish. Will kasha, kan ba oynis, kan ba rotzit. If a woman's mazana willingly, she becomes prohibited to her husband. If a man forcibly takes her, she's not prohibited to her husband. So he didn't cause damage unless there's a mamzer. The boys same. Even in a case where it was done forcibly, will kasha, kan ba eshez koyin, kan ba eshez yisrael. The loch is. If a woman who was a wife of a kohen, even if the woman was taken forcibly, still she becomes prohibited to her husband. So that act of prohibiting would be true, even if there's no the results of what he's done are permanent by Ishus kohen, even if there's no mamzer. Okay. L'yotzi l'bo ein shalom. So it says l'yotzi l'bo, to one to leave and one to come, ein shalom is no peace. So what does that mean? Amar Rav, kimen sh'yotzi adam midvar halacha l'dvar mikra. Person leaves the world of learning mikra halacha to start learning chumash. Shuv ein lo shalom. He never has peace anymore. Because learning a mikra alone will not give the person the ability to deal with issues, the clarity, knowing how to deal with the pasuk. Shmuel is that parish mean Talmud the Mishnah. He leaves Talmud, which is the idea of the Shemesh Min Chachamim, understanding questions and answers, to learn basic Mishnayos. Also the same problem. You leave Yerushalmi and you go to Bavli. Yerushalmi is from Eretz Yisrael. Right? He says you're going to lose your Shalom. because Yerushalmi is very clear cut, dry, not how to pass in Babel. You can out of your mind to figure out how to pass in anything out of the Babel. So that's called Ein Shalom. You can't get any peace to figure out how to deal with it anymore.